Hi there, and welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast with me, Anthony Adshead, Storage Editor at Computer Weekly. With me today, I have Enrico Signoretti, who is VP of Product and Partnerships at Qubit. Hi there, Enrico.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. It's good to have you here today. And the first question I have for you today is what is distributed cloud and why is it important right now?
So I can start with why it is important right now, and then we can delve into what it is and what it does. So it is really important because we are living in a moment where companies are shifting from traditional models. Maybe at the beginning was just cloud, and then we discovered that there was this concept of hybrid cloud, so keeping some of your IT stuff on premises and some of it in the public cloud. And then we are talking more and more about multi-cloud. So most of the large enterprises have multiple clouds and multiple applications running in different environments. So from this point of view, distributed cloud is a model that is totally different from what we are used to seeing in the market. So the big hyperscalers, they do everything in single data centers. So yes, you see the cloud, but actually everything run in one or in a set of very close data center. With the model of distributed cloud, you practically somehow you separate the control plane from the data plane. Okay, something that happened in the past when we were talking about software file. So the service provider keeps control of this control plane in the backend, but actually resources can be used and deployed everywhere. They could be in the same public cloud environment that I mentioned before, but it could be in your data centers and in others. So you are building this distributed cloud. More so when it comes to storage, when we talk about geo-distributed cloud, means that these resources are really distributed geographically. So meaning that you can have some of your data in France maybe, and other segments of this data in Italy or in Germany, or even more distributed than that. So this is the main concept, and it's really important for everybody because it removes a lot of obstacles when it's time to work with the multi-cloud.
Okay, thanks, Enrico. So what are the pros and cons of distributed cloud versus public cloud or on-site data center? And how does that key into the different workloads that might use it? Over to you again.
So the main benefits of distributed cloud is, of course, control. Okay, you can have control at several levels. I mean, when you start thinking about a distributed cloud, there is no lock-in because you have the possibility to choose where you put your data. So there is data sovereignty as well as, well, we can call it data independence at some point. So it's not only just data sovereignty that you achieve, but actually you achieve this control on all the layers and all the aspects of data management. And this is very important because even though most of these hyperscalers are very quick and they're responding to new regulations that here in Europe and also in the US now are popping up, it's still a complex world. And for many organizations in Europe, giving your data to this kind of organization is not more feasible. So the idea here is that with distributed cloud, you have both this level of sovereignty that you need, but also control on cost, the control of on the policies that are applied on this data management and so on. If we think about a comparison between the three models, so on-premises, public cloud, and distributed cloud, you can see that Distributed cloud is just in the middle between on-premises and public cloud. So on one end, you keep control on the entire stack. On the other end, you have the flexibility of the public cloud. So matching these two means that you can have a very efficient infrastructure that is deployed and managed by your organization, but still keeping all the advantages of public cloud.
Thanks, Enrico. Just quickly, so workloads, what would you say are the top workloads for a distributed cloud type setup?
So you have to think about distributed cloud still as cloud, okay? So if you have a low latency, high performance workload that usually for you which you usually need the CPU very close to the storage, then it's not for distributed cloud. In this case, it's way better that you choose something that is, you know, everything on premise or everything in the same cloud. From my point of view, all other workloads are fine. I mean, so everything that starts from backup, disaster recovery, collaboration, and you know, even big data lakes to store huge amounts of data for AI and ML, they are very good. Okay. So in most cases, you can have a good throughput. It's just the latency that is not there, but the same goes for the public cloud. So this is probably the set of use cases that are most suited for distributed cloud.
Excellent. Thanks, Enrico. That's the end of the podcast. But for more information on data storage, backup, etc., check out computerweekly.com/storage. So thank you, Enrico.